George's first exposure to war came vicariously through the exploits of his idolized brother. In 1739, Great Britain clashed with Spain in the Caribbean in a conflict styled the War of Jenkins' Ear, Robert Jenkins being a British ship captain whose ear was allegedly mutilated by the Spanish. To bolster an amphibious force the following year, the Crown enlisted colonial subjects into an American foot regiment, and Lawrence landed a coveted spot as the captain of a Virginia company. In the major offensive of this expeditionary force, Admiral Edward Vernon hurled 9,000 men against the Spanish at Cartagena, on the northern coast of South America, in what degenerated into a bloody fiasco. Lawrence and his men never disembarked from their ship, which was ravaged by yellow fever and other tropical diseases, no less efficiently than their colleagues were mowed down by enemy bullets. Some perished from sunstroke and sweltering heat. In June 1742, George's other older half-brother, Augustine Jr., also returned from a lengthy stay at Appleby. George must have expected that he would shortly follow suit, but that dream was rudely dashed a year later when he was summoned back from a cousin's home by news that his father was ill. On April 12, 1743, Augustine Washington died at 49 in a manner that eerily prefigured George's own demise at century's end. He had ridden out in a storm, gotten sick, and expired. The most significant bequest fell to Lawrence, who inherited Mount Vernon and the iron mine, while Austin received the family farm at Pope's Creek, where George was born, and would spend much time after his father's death. George himself inherited Ferry Farm, a half-share in an upriver parcel called Deep Run, and assorted lots in Fredericksburg. The 11-year-old also found himself the juvenile owner of 10 human beings. Since he could not claim this property until he reached maturity, George's newfound wealth was purely theoretical and placed him at the mercy of his strong-willed mother, who would not relinquish Ferry Farm for another 30 years. Augustine's early death robbed George of the classical education bestowed on his older brothers, leaving him with an enduring sense of stunted, incomplete schooling. His father's death threw the boy back upon his own resources, stealing any chance.